We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's a fly ball to center field. Lorenzo Cain going back at the wall. Freddie Freeman's left the yard and put the Braves on top in the bottom of the eighth with a solo shot to left center. They lead it 5-4 in game four of the NLDS.
You know, these are the things that when I'm done playing, hopefully a long, long time from now, that I'll be able to look back and, you know, kind of remember this moment. And it's special. This is what you dream of when you're a kid, you know, or you really do, hitting a homer to clinch a playoff. And for it to happen, it's kind of amazing. It really is. So it's kind of hard to put into words right now. It's still so fresh, but it's luckily we don't have to talk about that other part yet.
Well, yeah, the other part that you talk about is that you, if you wanted a moment of, you know, cha-ching, pay me, that was it last night for Freddie Freeman. But the payoff is that the Braves get to go to the NLCS again. And we're going to be asking you today, throughout the show here, does this stop here or is this the start of something special? Was Freddie's home run the pinnacle of the year or just the beginning of a run? All right, a couple of things I want to get into in this segment here, just to kind of, this is a little house cleaning here, of what happened last night. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it, but this play happened last night, and I want to just make sure that we get it into the show so we can talk about it, because it just, everybody on Twitter was talking about it for a reason. Here's the play and the reaction to the play.
Duvall pops it up. Foul ground over is the catcher, Narvaez. And he can't make the catch, but Urias does. The third baseman was right in the neighborhood and makes the grab before it hits the grass. Oh, and Braves are going to challenge this. That may have hit the dirt first. I think he may have.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Yep. It is being challenged by Brian Snitker.
I don't think it's overturned.
There could be one possibility here is that that is not reviewable
play. That's the only thing I can guess, because to me you saw
one of the bases.
Yeah.
That first and third, exactly. And so it's unreviewable.
Yeah. All right. I don't know who came up with the idea that you can review a ball that's popped up behind home plate that hits the net, but you can't review a ball that's popped up behind home plate or to the side of home plate that hits the ground. I don't know who came up with that distinction, but it's stupid. It's just literally stupid. By the way, there is no doubt that ball hit the ground, okay? Everybody can see it. Everybody has it. You know, it's right there. There's video of it. There's still pictures of it. I tweeted it out last night. The ball hit the ground. Now, Duvall got a little bit of a redemption in a way a little bit later in the game when he hit that little number flare in between the pitcher's mound and first base that somehow fell for a hit. It was almost like, okay, there's a little bit of payback for what happened earlier. And yeah, that play didn't necessarily change the outcome of the game or not. Thank goodness it didn't have much of an impact on the game. The Braves won the game. And so we don't have to dwell on it. But at the same time, you know, it just, everybody was talking about infield flies and everything else that goes wrong with the Atlanta Braves. And I'm wondering now that you had that happen to you, you overcame it, and you know what? You persevered. So maybe the you know, we can get through this, but yeah, maybe Major League Baseball got to check out. Okay, we don't, like I said, we don't have to spend a lot of time on it. I just wanted to get out there because that stupid rule. If Major League Baseball didn't change this, what the hell is the point of replay? It, you know, came back up again last night. All of it's true.
Have you ever seen that, by the way? Where they tried to review something in non-reviewable. I know we've seen that in football, but
we see that in football. I mean, yeah,
just be one of those instances they didn't think of it, and so now they may go back and rewrite some of the rule. It may just be something they overlooked.
Maybe it is, and you know, but whatever it is, it's just Adam Duvall, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, Adam Duvall rule, right? Exactly. My brother is a gigantic Braves fan. He lives up in Knoxville. He's in radio too. He's been a Braves fan long as I've been a Braves fan. So a long time. And like I say, he's a radio guy too. So he had a kind of hot takey last night after the game, talking about you tweeting out saying that his take was that without the Acuna injury, the Braves wouldn't necessarily be where they're at, because it took the Acuna injury combined with the Ozuna meltdown, to reshape the outfield, to go out and force Alex Anthopoulos to bring Adam Duvall back, to bring back to bring in Soler, to bring in Rosario, to make all these changes, to bring in Jock, to make all these changes to this outfield, and look at the payoff here when you talk about the impact of Jock and Rosario on this series and Adam Duvall. And so it's a little hot takey, and I know, but
hey,
how
John,
do you fall?
I'll trade all of those guys for Acuna right now.
Yeah,
can we do that?
I know.
I'll trade all of them.
I know.
You can throw in Rich Rod as well if you want to take him back. Yeah, I understand the mindset. I understand some of the thought process. I'd also rather have one of the three best players in the game in our lineup batting first. That'd be ideal.
I totally agree.
Kind of where I stand on that? Is that?
Yeah, no, I agree too. I mean, I'd rather have Ronald Acuna. But there is something to be said for the fact. I'll say this much. Freddie is the man of the moment here. But the MVP of the series was Jock Peterson. And the MVP position was pinch hitter, right? I mean, we all understand that. And that was Jock Peterson and it was Rosario.
And by the way, as tough as I've been on Snicker, you do have to give him credit for finding the right situations to plug in the right guys there, because sometimes you use the pinch hitter too early. Maybe you hold him, hoping there's something later in the game you need him for. Every time he made that call to the – and whether it was an obvious move, and some of them were and some of them weren't, the first time Peterson's home run, was that when they pulled Ian Anderson maybe a little bit early or something? Then you could have probably left him in. You decided to go with it then. I mean – Snicker did do a good job bringing the bat off the bench.
And Soler, as for his part, there's an outside chance he could play in game one if he continues to test negative between now and then. So we'll just have to see about that before game one on Saturday. So we'll see about that. I want to go back to Oren here on something too here. Oren, last night you were talking to me about last night and the vibe last night, and again, that goes to the question we're asking today about, does this stop here? Or is there something special going on with this Braves team here? If there's something special going on with the Braves team, I was really harsh on Will Smith for the majority of the year. By the way, for good reason, okay? I wasn't just being a jerk, I mean, there was good reason. Do we get a sense now that Will Smith is locked down? Are we in Will Smith lockdown mode? You were there to watch it. Are we in lockdown mode with Will Smith now that we have 100% confidence that he's going to come in there and shut this down?
He had a little bit of extra giddy up in his step.
Yeah,
last
I know.
Night.
That's what I'm asking.
Normally he sits around 92, 93. He was up 95 last night with that heat. I think I joked with you guys a couple weeks ago about how maybe just with Will, it's – when the stakes get ratcheted up a little bit, that's when you start to see him be the closer that we needed him to be earlier in the season. So if the lights start shining brighter on Will and he's able to start performing better because of that, I'll take it. Like if Will has to suck for 4 months of a season, he didn't really suck, but if you don't
he didn't
get
really
the
suck,
yeah,
but
I mean
yeah,
that's the thing. I think we all just have stuck in our heads the times he's either blown the save or gotten into trouble and barely skated by. Maybe
which has been a number of
it's
times.
It's been enough times, but I don't think
we're
he's
talking,
been as
we're talking 12 to 15 times.
Yeah, I
seven
guess,
blown saves
but
this year,
I mean I'm not buying. Look, last night he didn't get straight through. I mean, it was what it was, but. I'm not buying that, and I've never really been on board. And look, the nickname Shaky, it's fitting, it's fun. Like, we make a joke out of it. I don't think he's been anywhere near as bad as people make him out to be. I think, and it's not just him, John. The Braves bullpen overall has this whole outlook of what they did in the first half of the season. Like, people just completely ignore what they've done the last 3 months. They've been a top-five bullpen in baseball.
No, they have been a top-five bullpen, and I want to credit everybody in that bullpen. I mean, look how hard we rode 77, Randy Mack especially.
Luke's been great.
And Luke has been great.
A.J.
Luke Jackson
Minter
has been great.
Hit faced four batters last night, struck out three of them. He looked outstanding.
And whatever we had with Madsen and Minter last year in the playoffs, we apparently have it back.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I get the idea behind – look, I don't think if – whoever we face, Dodgers or Giants, that Will Smith's just going to, get three outs and four batters and skate right through. But you just hope he doesn't blow one. But, I don't think there's a shaky aspect to it. I don't think it's a shutdown aspect to it. I just think that's what he is. He kind of lives on that line. And I would say more often than not, he's on the right side of it. But, there are the times where it goes poorly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and you can see where – and I think part of the reason of putting Wasker in last night, I'm just going to guess this, is that if you start to look at the Braves as a pitching – from a pitching depth situation, A, you may need a fourth starter. That's possible, you know, coming up here in the next series or maybe even the World Series. You may need a fourth starter, and so that likely defaults to Wasker, and you want to make sure that he doesn't go, you know, 2 weeks without throwing a baseball in a game. And not that you're thinking about that necessarily in a situation like last night, but it is a consideration. And you start to look at the bullpen, they obviously have a lot of faith in Chavez to come out and kind of be the guy to be the it's not Tomlin, it's not Newcomb. Is Sean Newcomb still on this team? I mean, it's Chavez that they're going to go to first. That's pretty obvious. And then you have that group of four now. Matzik, Minter, Jackson, Will Smith. They've settled on that. You know, that's like Rick Kranitz has settled on those four guys to be in some form or fashion, you know, 7, 8, 9, okay? And so those are going to be the guys that you're going to lean on, which is fine, by the way. I'm good with that. So it's just kind of interesting how they're playing this when we look at this. And are you comfortable with that group of Luke Jackson and Matzik and Minter and Smith as being those four guys that can be the bullpen, and they have been very good? My answer is yes, I'm actually comfortable with that, which is one of the reasons I'm wondering if there's something special here, because what we're seeing, and this is goes to the question we're asking this morning, you know, does this stop here? Is there something special? You know, Freddie Freeman come up clutch. You know, you're getting clutch hits off the bench. You're getting great defense. You're getting – and I know it was the Brewers. I get that. But we can also go back to the end of the year against the Phillies and even before that in that, incredibly important series in San Diego against the Padres, where you eliminated the Padres in San Diego in their own park, of getting the relief pitching, of getting the starting pitching, of getting timely hitting, of getting defense, all of those things that the Braves have been doing now, not just in this series, but been doing for the last 3 weeks. So, suddenly they're a team that is playing, what does he always say? Play, you know, peak at the right time. The Braves are peaking. The Braves are peaking at the right time. And if they start doing that fifth thing, just hit, baby, if they start hitting, oh, they're a really hard out. That's the one thing they haven't done, okay? The one thing they haven't done is bombs away. And they did it at times during the year, but lately they haven't really bombed away so much. If they get back to a point where Dansby's hitting homers and Darno's hitting homers and Duvall's cracking 450-foot things, you know, on a regular, and Soler, you know, has been one guy who's been hitting the leadoff home runs, but I mean that team, let's get Ozzie going again, you know, because Ozzie been scuffling a little bit up there, you know, Ozzie go up there now and you're kind of like, ay, yay, yay, but you know what, just get him going, and so. Yeah, that's the thing. It's the one ingredient this Braves team has been missing, and if they just hit, baby, I like their chances, and I don't care if it's the Dodgers. All right, we're going to take your calls coming up in a few minutes. We're going to be asking you, does this stop here? And that's kind of the end of whatever this season was going to be anyway, or was that the beginning of something special? Was Freddie the end of the peak or the beginning of something else? That'll be the focal point. I want to hear from all of you. We'll do that. A couple of NFL headlines, and then we'll get into our discussion about the Braves on The Morning Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
National Football League, no Falcons game this week, but there's plenty to get into. We have a triple header for you on our air on Sunday. Triple header of games on 92.9 The Game. So, and we'll be talking about all that too here. The NFL headlines brought to you by Cool Ray Heating and Cooling's Lifetime Parts and Labor Warranty. We're just going to talk about this one particular story for a moment, and then we're going to get into your calls here about the Braves and your reaction on the Twitter as well at 404-741-0929. This is going to be a Braves-dominated show. But to the John Gruden, a couple of things about the John Gruden story, okay? Number one is, if you really want to talk about it, like on Twitter, my partner is kind of all in on it. So at Big Hugh 53, if you go in there, he's got some really interesting, some really interesting takes. His takes on Gruden are interesting. He has kind of a different spin on it than the rest of us, I think, do. Most of us think that John Gruden is done. He kind of thinks there might be some little light in there that John Gruden could actually be part of the NFL in the future. So he's got some interesting takes and a lot of interesting things going on his Twitter at BigQ53. I'm not trying to, you know, blow his Twitter out. I'm just saying, if you're interested in talking more about this story, because we're so heavy on the Braves here, I know he's on vacation, but I know he's talking about it too on his Twitter. So you can jump into there. The Bucs say they're taking John Gruden out of their Ring of Honor. I know, without, you know, look, it's understandable. There's a lot of reaction to what John Gruden did here. That isn't the bigger story. People are stuck on that story. That's not the bigger story here. The bigger story, to me anyway, is that the NFL Players Association is now coming back to the NFL and saying, look, we want you. The Gruden emails came and it was sprouted out of the investigation into the Washington football team and the allegations of sexual assault, well, the sexual, you know, impropriety allegations against the Washington football team, Dan Snyder and whatnot. That's why they were so old, these old emails that they were digging up here from 10 years ago. And again, I'm not offering a defense of John Gruden. I'm just telling you how this worked. And so the NFLPA wants to know, because there were other people that were on these email chains, most notably Bruce Allen, the former president, you know, son of George Allen. Those of you who don't know George Allen, tremendous coach, and Bruce was the president of the team for forever and a day. And he was on those email chains. What was the reaction? How was the interplay? What did these other people that were involved here, which included a couple of CEOs of companies, the NFL, and they were redacted emails. And so the NFLPA wants the NFL to release all of the emails unredacted so that everybody has access to them. The NFL to this point has said, no, we are done. You're not getting no more. This is a closed matter. Our investigation is over. We're not releasing anything else. And the reason the NFL is not releasing anything else is for the fear of being sued, okay? That's why. Make no mistake, the NFL is not trying to hide anything because they want to hide something, because I know people are saying, the NFL wants to hide this. I'm telling you, the NFL doesn't want to release anything more because they are afraid of litigation, okay? They're afraid of being sued in terms of having people come after them. That's why they're not releasing anything. And whether you agree with it or not, I just want to lay the land out why the NFL is going, yep, we're done. Okay, that's why they're done. The fear of litigation has nothing to do with the fact that the NFL is trying to hide anything. They are de facto hiding things because they are afraid of litigation. Absolutely, yes, they are hiding things because they're afraid of litigation. I don't know if I can blame them that much, you know, because really, do you really want to be sued for out of your brains? Because no, I don't think so. My guess is we're never going to hear anything of this again. Okay, just so that you know. But again, if you want to talk about it, you know, feel free. And by the way, you could jump into my Twitter too. I'll be happy to talk to you about it if that's something that you want to get into. But my Twitter really is going to be about the Braves right now and about the question that I have posed here that we're getting. I put a little a poll up here that I would like you to go to 929 the game. At 929 the game, or you can go to my Twitter, or you can call the show 404-741-0929, because we have plenty of time to talk to you today. Since you was on vacation, we have opened up the phone lines. Want to hear from all you guys and gals, all you Braves fans across the country on 929 the game on Odyssey.com about what we saw last night and about what we expect now. So my question that I posed, again, it's up at my Twitter at John Fricke. It's up at 929 the game right now. Was MB free home run to beat Brewers the end of more the Braves fans could, is it more than we could have expected this year, the end of what more than we could have expected, or the first blow in a magical run? Was the season peak, okay, last night, was that the pinnacle of the season peak, or is that just the first blow in starting a magical run? So the question is, season peak or just starting? So most people are saying just starting here. And Abe says it's the season peak. Okay, and by the way, you could justify that it might be the season peak given what you're facing potentially in the next couple of rounds. Okay, you're going to be the underdogs, heavy underdogs, not unlike the Atlanta Hawks were. Difference, of course, being that this Atlanta Braves team was in the NLCS last year, is in the playoffs for the fourth year in a row, has a little bit of knowledge about how to work around this thing. I have a technical reason I think it's just starting, and then I have an emotional reason that I think it's just starting, so that's why I vote just starting. The technical reason I'll lay out for you, again, as we go to the phones, is that in those areas where championships are born, starting pitching, relief pitching, defense, and bench play, clutch hitting, how many times as baseball fans have we seen, and of course we've been witness to it here in Atlanta, unfortunately for those of us that remember the 90s, while we have Mark Lemke, the other teams had Dan Gladden or Ed Sprague or Jim Larritz, who's a jerk. I don't like the dude. I'm not talking about a baseball player. I don't like him personally. You had guys like that who were not the superstars. Yeah, I mean, Joe Carter beat you, and Kirby Puckett got a big hit here and there, but it was always kind of those other guys. And in this series against the Brewers, I don't think any Brewers fans walked into the series going, you know what? I'm really worried about what Jock Peterson and what Peterson and Rosario are going to do. I don't think so. Of course, it turns out Freddie also had a pretty big hit too, and a lot to say about that. But so the only thing the Braves aren't doing well right now, because their starting pitch is great, their release pitch, their defense is phenomenal, and they're getting clutch. I mean, all those they're just not hitting, okay? They're just not hitting the big flies. They're big until Freddie's last night, of course, they're really not hitting the big flies. Maybe if this team starts to get, and we've seen this team go through peaks and valleys with that hitting, right, the home run hitting. If they start home run hitting, if Freddie and Duvall and Darno and all these guys, so Larry comes back and Dansby and Ozzie, they all start, and Austin start hitting 450-footers, look out. Look out. Now, that's a technical issue. The emotional issue says to me, I think this Braves team has a resiliency in them, proof that you could lose a Ronald Acuna and a Marcell Ozuna and a Mike Soroka, and proof you could be down 7.5 games, proof everybody could count you out, and you look where you're standing. So there's something that Brian Snicker does really well in that locker room, okay? There's resiliency there. And maybe the memory of 3-1 last year and how close you were. Look, I wouldn't want to play the Braves right now. It's like the last team I would want to play. If you're Houston, do you want to play the – if you had the option and they said, okay, the playoffs are option, Astros, do you want to play the Braves or the Red Sox? Nothing to do with Atlanta. At least kind of how I look at it. Let's get to your calls here. Scott's in Ackworth on 92.9 The Game this morning. Morning to you, Scott.
Morning.
So, Scott, was that the season peak last night, or are we just starting something here?
I think we're just starting something here, and the reason why is because we got punched in the mouth right off the bat, and then we answered. And then they came back and scored two more, and then we answered there too. And then our bullpen came in and did their job, lights out. And then we had a clutch, timely hitting with Freddie, and it was all in a pressure-packed closeout game. So I feel like that is why we're going to go and have success in the playoffs. And to go back to last year, I felt like that set us up for this year, because you have to lose like they did in order for them to know how to win this year, in my opinion.
Yeah, maybe there's some growth involved in that, too. And one of the nice things, thank you, Scott, 404-741-0929, he votes just starting. But, you know, Abe made a, you know, impassioned, you know, answer for season peak, and I think you can make a case for it. I'm not trying to say you can't. So if you say this is the season peak, I'm not going to be going, you're out of your mind. You don't know what you're talking. No, I think you can make a case that it's season peak, and maybe I'm just the, you know, driving my bandwagon and drinking my Kool-Aid, and that's possible too. I admit it. Look, I get into my feelings, and I understand as a fan that I do these things. So sometimes I wear blinders. I fully admit it. And he will go, you're wearing blinders. And he's right, and I am. But I try to be as analytical as I can be, even with the blinders that I admittedly have. I think that you go back to the end of the season there, you go back to where they were after the first two games of the Giants series, where they got kind of worked by the Giants, and we're all kind of going, hmm. And then Max Fried came out. To me, the kind of turning point was that Max Fried 9-inning shutout in San Francisco to salvage that series, because the team relaxed. They ended up going down to San Diego, eliminating the Padres, playing a really good series, coming home and eliminating the Phillies. I mean, they just went into elimination mode. It was almost like they went into playoff mode right then and there. And from that point on, they've been – don't talk to me about – any announcer coming out of the field after the game last night saying, oh, you were the worst team in baseball to make the playoffs. Hey, did you not watch the last 2 weeks? What are we talking about, the worst team in baseball? Nathan's in Dallas. And he's on with John this morning. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, John. What's going on?
Hey, man. So how do you vote here? Season peak or just starting?
I'm a little behind on the I was a fan of the Maddox, Glavin, and Dave, Smoltz. And I mean Smoltz, and I'm a little upset with the pitching, but not. But they seem to come around. I'd like to see the bats come alive.
Yeah, no, I agree, Nathan. I mean, again, everything but the those big hitters in the middle of the lineup, because you're doing everything else really well. Your starting pitching in this series was great. Your relief pitching in this series was great. Now, Abe makes the case that the Brewers' lineup is problematic. Yeah, okay. But yeah, they're not the best hitting team, and Christian Yelich is lost. Boy, he lost. You know what? You had to make great defensive plays when you needed to, and Dansby made great, and Austin Riley and Freddie Freeman, the infield was tremendous again defensively, and you got to have clutch off the bench. Boy, was there some serious clutch off that bench. Need to see more from Adrianza, maybe Arcia. I'm just saying, you guys can kick in too. It won't kill you. Everything but that hitting. If they start hitting the big flies, yeah, that's why I think that they could be just starting. But, you know, you want to say, slow your roll there, Kool-Aid boy. Okay. What do you have to say? 404-741-0929. Quick break, and your call's next. Are we just starting something special, or is this the peak of the season for the Atlanta Braves? On the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.